Thank you, Lord, for you are a rock and you are a fortress. You are the mighty one of Israel. And we know we are weak, but you are strong. Lord, we have no natural wisdom. We have foolishness. But we ask, Lord, that your great work, the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of using the Jewish people to be a light for nations, the healing between brothers, for the works, the powerful works of brotherly kindness and love that can be manifest even in this hour. We pray, Lord, for courage to be poured out among the Palestinian believers, both in Gaza and outside, that they would have the courage to read the scriptures, that they would have the courage to look in a different way at the Jewish people in Israel, that they would have the courage to say, we love the Jewish people. We love the nation of Israel. We love the state of Israel. And we honor God who chose Israel. We honor his choice. And we humbly submit ourselves beneath the King of Kings. And we say, we will stand with Israel too. Lord, pour out that courage upon your body, weak and disjointed as it may be, pushed down and oppressed. Lord, I pray for a new revelation for the believers in the Arab lands and in Muslim-ruled lands and Palestinian authority lands, that they would have a revelation of the Jewish Messiah and a revelation of the God of Israel. Pour out, Lord, reveal yourself. Do something great and powerful and awesome. Lord, let the Coptic Christians in Egypt not only think about themselves, but rise up and say, God bless Israel. Let's join together and sing. If you'd like to stand, this is a great song for standing.
Ma'osur Yeshuati Lechana Elisha Be'ya Tikon Beit Tefilati V'sham Toda Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, let our song praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the raging foes were our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but thine arm prevailed for us, and thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us.
B'chol makom shani omed, ani omed im Yisrael. Everywhere I stand with Israel. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. We pray, Lord, we pray that you would hold back and restrain the enemy. Evil plans, powers and principalities that are arrayed in dark places. Hold them back and restrain them, Lord. Be a shield. Pour out the gift of faith in Israel today that leads to life. Pour out the gift of repentance. Reveal yourself to the sons and daughters of Israel and the sons and daughters of the Palestinians too. Show your mercy. Heal the land, Lord. Thank you, Rock. Rock of Ages. Thank you for being strong, for delivering us in times past and delivering us now. Mercy, we cry. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to encourage you to stay informed, stay in touch with the development so you can pray. Pray wisely. Pray effectively. This is a time to have solidarity, gather together at different times over the weekend and over the next few days. Don't let a day go by where you're not praying for Israel and where you're not informed about what's going on. Don't let a day go by where you're just off to yourself. Find someone else who'll pray with you, who has the heart that you have and the desire you have. Don't pray out of hatred. Don't pray out of condemnation. Pray from God's position of love and victory, and pray with that vision of faith that God gives you. Stand with Israel. Stand with the Lord, and you can make a difference. We're going to close our service with tithes and offerings. We're giving our tithes and our offerings because we love the Lord and His provision to us. We thank Him for His goodness. Normally, this isn't on our podcast because our services go in a different direction, but this will be included. I have good news. Operation Breakthrough, we're like at 99%. The next few dollars that roll in, it'll be everything. And we'll make our final payment to the general contractors this coming Tuesday, I believe it is. And then we're moving forward. We're already moving on phase two, which is the renovation and build out of our community cafe and fellowship center next door. I don't know how many of you walked past a loaded dumpster when you came in. How many of you took notice of that dumpster? Okay, when you go out, look at that, because it is filled with the stuff that was in the cafe. And the guys, the men's group that worked on Sunday, did a fantastic job removing junk, removing carpeting that needed to be removed, and tile, flooring, and all sorts of stuff, and making a way for more work to be done for drywall repairs and painting and ceiling repairs. And we're going to do a bunch of it ourselves. So this week, this Sunday, will be another big work day. And Merle Hawkins needs as many hands as possible, guys. And so bring your work gloves, protective eyewear, and your hard-soled shoes, and work will be done throughout the day. So come when you can. The more help, the lighter the work, and the faster things get done. So congratulations to everyone who's put their hand into this project to make it work. We appreciate what you're doing. Mazel tov also to John Slayton, to John and Sharon, because of the wedding of their daughter, Charity, this past weekend. Congratulations to you guys. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for your provision for this congregation. Thank you for the money that's come in for Operation Breakthrough, for the resources for our new community cafe, for the ministry that will take place from that cafe on behalf of the campus, the students here, Jewish people in this area. Lord, on behalf of faculty, on behalf of the elderly, the hungry, the needy, the immigrants who we serve. Lord, we thank you that we're able to work together for the good of others and not just for ourselves. We're giving tonight, Lord, because we love you and we appreciate your provision to us. We thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Ushers, you can receive the tithes and the offerings. Let's pray also for Tom Crow. His mom died this week. Lord, we lift up Tom and Dee. We pray for their family. We pray that you'll give them comfort. Thank you for your mercy and for the way that you draw them together. Heal their hearts, we pray. We lift up Mike Gordon to you as he continues to mourn his beloved wife, Dorothy, and we pray, Lord, that you would continue to comfort him. And we pray for others, Lord, who are facing difficulty and challenge, and we pray that you would draw close to them and give them your strength. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So you can rise. We're going to close with Aaron's blessing. Eric, thank you. If you didn't know that that Ma'osur, that arrangement was created by Eric Painter, and is one of our favorites. Y'all can clap a little bit better than that, I think. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'era Adonai p'navei lecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai p'navei lecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.